It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by the Farm Progress Tech Forum. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. I have a question for you. Do you know one of the greatest assets that successful progressive farmers are utilizing to improve their bottom lines? Well, it's precision agriculture and how they're getting all they can out of the data they collect from their fields each cropping year. They're using precision ag and data analysis techniques that help them save time and money and optimize the return on investment. There's a conference coming up, producers, where you can improve your data gathering and analysis. It's the Farm Progress Tech Forum, and it's coming up week after next, November 27th and 28th. It'll be at Iowa City, Iowa. And the folks at Corn and Soybean Digest and Farm Futures, the editors of those publications, have put together a program to give you key insights and new approaches in the area of data management. Get all of the information on the Farm Progress Tech Forum at farmprogresstechforum.com. More people this year may be tempted to travel farther and see more of their family by car at Thanksgiving simply because gas is cheaper. Yeah, it's cheaper going into the holiday season. The national average gas price is down 22 cents a gallon from a month ago, after gas prices were about at a four-year high in October. The recent drop in crude oil is behind the decline. The Gas Buddy app is reporting there are stations in Missouri and Ohio, as well as Louisiana, Texas, and Oklahoma, where gasoline is under $2 a gallon. From this week in agribusiness, the farm meetings and indoor farm show season is just around the corner. Many state Farm Bureau organizations hold their annual meetings in late November and early December, ahead of the American Farm Bureau meeting in January. The Peoria, Illinois Farm Show is week after next. The Illinois, Indiana Farm Equipment Show, yeah, that's held in mid-December in Indianapolis. We are having more reports of intoxicated animals. I shared with you the story back in the spring of birds that were drunk. They were disoriented and flying into cars and windows and acting confused. This was in a community in Minnesota, you might recall, Gilbert, Minnesota, where the police chief said an early frost meant that the berries the birds eat had fermented. And those doggone birds were getting tipsy. At Milton, West Virginia this fall, the locals noticed that raccoons were not acting normal. The first concern was that those animals might be rabid. And it isn't all that unusual to find rabies in raccoons. Well, it turns out those animals, too, were just drunk, stumbling around, staggering, disoriented because they were tipsy from eating fermented crab apples on the ground. And now, we have it from no less an authority than the Washington Post, that in areas where marijuana usage has been legalized, veterinarians are seeing more cases of animals getting high as people have been putting marijuana in various edibles. And of course, pets can't read warning labels about excess consumption. The paper says it's usually dogs, but cats, rabbits, even ferrets have gotten high when their owners didn't properly store or dispose of leftovers. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by the Farm Progress Tech Forum. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.